I've often thought about that. He careth for you. Many a time, you know, you don't realize, but when you need him, he's caring for you. And it isn't till after the fact that you're saved from, you know the Lord was doing it. I had the very same thing even coming from Napier during the week. A circumstance that you're not even expecting, just out of the blue, you know, and wow. Thank you, Lord. You know, after the fact you got past, I wasn't thinking about it at the time. I was thinking about earlier on in the drive, but he does care for you. And that's why I'm very keen on giving thanks for the Lord. I wonder if our brother Charlie would like to come and open in prayer for us and welcome our you people here and our guests that are listening in. Thanks, brother Charlie, and he'll give us a song a little later.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Morena. Ena mana ena reo ena iwi o te motu. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou katoa. What that means is welcome to everyone here and all around the motu. Everyone is welcome in the house of the Lord. So how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in the house of the Lord in unity. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that we can come, Lord, as the body of Christ. And we can come before thy throne of grace and mercy, Lord. It's all because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. That we may come and enter into the Holy of Holies, Lord, with you, Father. That the curtain, Lord, has been taken away. That, Father, we can come. In that name which is above every other name, and that's the name of Jesus. And every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, today that, Father, we need you, because, Father, without you we can do nothing. There is nothing that we can do. Father, I pray, Lord, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father, because, Lord, we cannot live or walk this life, Father, without you. So, Father, we need you. And, Father, we just give you thanks and the praise and all the glory because you are worthy, Lord, to be praised and to be glorified. For you are the one and only true God. Father, the creator of heaven and earth and all that there is in it and creator of every mankind and womankind, Lord. So, Father, we just come and give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
A song now.
No, not now. You're a little bit later. I got to warm you up, brother. You know, it's good to have other people to express through praying their love for the brethren. And it made me think, you know, where are the brethren that could be here from Gisborne? Where are they? If the Lord was to come right now, oh, and he came here. Yeah, no, he's not doing this at the moment, but the point is that we need to be aware and give thanks, and the Lord is here, though. He's here. We should be here to meet him where we can. There are exceptions, of course, at times where things crop up. However, Lord bless them, and let's start off by singing number 63, Give Me That Old Time Religion. We don't want the modern stuff, we want the old time religion. It's the old time religion, the old time religion. Give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. Give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, makes me love
love everybody, makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas, good for Paul and Silas, it was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me. First verse, makes me love everyone, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. Take us all to heaven, will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, it's good enough.
I can sing it. I can put down on the last line there, it's good enough for Lee. And every me comes up and we say Lee. It's good, the old time religion. You know, I've heard some stories about this modern religion. I'm saying that because it's just, I don't like the word religion. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ in his family, end of story. But religion is often made up by people making or forming an idea that that's what the Lord wants, that's what we need to do, we should do that, and it doesn't line up with what the Lord said will be. And it needs to be in the Word of God. You folks know that. We're very blessed to get the Word of God as it should be, middle of the road, Jesus Christ, what he told us is what we believe. Okay, let's sing number 69. Open my eyes that I may see. Not just us, but everybody else that may be listening in too. Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth, our sickness clear. While the wind knocks all on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will. Silently now I wait for thee. Just quiet and let the Lord bless you. Come in and touch you. When you're praying, when you're thinking about Him, ready, my God, thy will to see. A lot of people don't see what the Lord's trying to show them. Open my eyes. Illumine me. I want to learn more. Find out about what the Lord has. Spirit divine. A lot in these songs. Let the words really speak to you. Good to see one of my singers come in here. Sister Missy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Sister Y. And what about Andrew? You'll be here later, will he?
He's just got lunch in the depot.
Yeah, I thought he would, yeah. Lord bless you. It's good to see you here. Do you have a song this afternoon? I mean this morning or this afternoon? Anytime. Well, we'll have one later on this morning then. Would that be all right? Okay. Well, let you off then. You can take the seat as you wish. Let's sing another one here, 86. The cross on which Jesus died. Just think about the words as we sing it, because you know what? He died for me and you. And all those that are listening in, He died for you too. Not forgetting that He did rise again. The cross on which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grave free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide.
For you, the
Praise God. Brother Charlie, would you like to bring your song now? And then after we'll have our Sister Missy. You may be seated. Room at the Cross for You. When I first heard that years and years ago, well, I thought, the Lord's, that you're just waiting for me. That you is you. So receive it as He offers it. Praise God. Thanks, Brother Charlie.
Notice you got paper this time, though. I'm getting a little bit younger. Yeah. So now I'm going to use the paper now. Without realizing, flesh and blood He saw still. He took the form of man, revealed God's hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know You are the great I am. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him. My breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in Him. Late in me haro, pea to a top. Pekatia mo oku he nui ra te pōri kua mara manei aroha noa o te atua. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him. My breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in Him, and all God's fullness dwelleth in Him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We miss you, Jude. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, family. Ooh.
think this song's called I Am Contented with Jesus, I think. I don't know. Let's just play it.
Missy, it's good to have that voice back. And your dad and your mum. So, so good. Been a lot of prayers got up for you folks with this situation. Just remember, we've got 1 p.m. service today, as usual. You're all very welcome. And also the 7 p.m. Tuesday evening prayer meeting, which we have. Currently, let us sing number 210, I Will Meet You in the Morning. It's a lovely hymn, this one. Amen.
I will meet you in the morning, just beside the east, then be ready, faithful pilgrim. Let's bring you into land.
Praise you, Lord. I will meet you. Meet you.
I will meet you. Just inside the eastern gate, I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off the glory, the lilies in gay.
That's a promise. Be there in the promise. You may be seated. We'll just remember some of these folks that we are praying for currently. Sister Leah is not here. She's not well today. So just remember her. And also Diane and Brian have family that are visiting them from out of town, and they're not here today. Let's pray for Brother Nelson, who is not feeling too well with bodily pains. And he says, I need your treasured prayers, Brother Nelson of Zambia. Well, we pray for him frequently. Okay, another one here. Let's see. This is from Grace Hardiman. I missed a couple of your videos due to being in hospital. I have had a challenge over the years with uncontrollable high blood pressure. It is only the mercy of God that I'm still standing. And I ask you and your congregation, if you would kindly keep me in your prayers, I would be greatly appreciated. That's from Grace Hardiman. Just remember Brother Moses of India. Please pray for my wife's special prayer request for the very needy souls here in India. They have pressures that we don't have, that they have pressures we don't have here. But the Lord knows about them just as much as he knows us. Brother Andrew, Lord bless you. Good to see you, my brother. So good. There's one here from Brother Paul Frangos. That's Sister June's brother. And he's praying for Brother John Drake, is a very dear friend, and they lived in Cloverdale before moving to Kelowna, yeah. Several years ago, and we have a lot of great fellowship together. He got on a massive brain tumor several years ago and went through many operations, some in the USA. I think it was a remission, but that has returned to, so bearing a miracle, that has returned. So barring a miracle, he has little hope. Only at the Lord is there healing. That's from Brother Paul Frangos, who's been here, and we know quite well, and his lovely wife. There's one here, just remember, Deborah Walker's family in Brisbane, to her passing, to comfort the family with their loss. Sister Doris Yip, health problems. Pray that the Lord will bring a healing. Unable to attend services at the moment due to sickness. And just pray for Sister Moe Ruru, for the Lord to heal her leukemia. She is believing. That's what we need to do. Believe. Must believe. If we're praying, we must believe what we're praying. Expect the answer. Another one here. Bless Alette. Continue to lift up Israel before the Lord to keep them and anoint them in all their decision making and encourage them, regardless of the enemies which are currently attacking Israel right now. The Bible says, they that bless Israel will be blessed. Who's going to pray for Israel? Amen. Hands up, who's going to pray for Israel? Yes. Amen. Let it be. And we thank our God for many answered prayers. As I mentioned before, be thankful for what the Lord is doing for you, even though you're not aware of some of them. Are there any unspoken prayer requests here this morning signified by a raised hand before the Lord? Believe that the answer's on the way. Let us pray. Precious Jesus, what a privilege we have that we can just stop, Lord, and talk to Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, the creator of all things. And you just stop what you're doing because we are praying for you, to you, I should say, praying to you. But, Lord, we are thankful for what you do for us and have done and will do. Lord, there's people out there in this world, many hundreds of thousands of people that need God and don't know where God is. Lord, cause them to know that what they feel in their heart, that they need to contact God, that you are available, and you are. May they contact people that know the Lord to help them in their desire to know where they stand with the things of God. Because, Lord, if we don't know you, Jesus Christ, our Lord, there is no eternal life. It is the only way is to believe that Jesus Christ died for them and us. Bless those, Lord, that have needs that we don't know about, but we ask that you intend that help to them in the precious name of Jesus. There's unspoken prayer requests, Lord, here, signified by a raised hand, and I have no doubt there'll be people listening in that raised their hand too. They want to be identified with what Jesus Christ can and will do if they just believe that God will do it for them. Give them patience, Lord, to hold on. The Lord does these things, and sometimes we need to wait. That patience is a part of the lesson. Help us all, Lord, to just wait on you because you're waiting to help us. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, bless them. And all those that we put read out in the prayer list here, thank you for doing it. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing one here. Standing Somewhere in the Shadows, number 99. And if you'd like to stand as we sing too, reach out as we sing this to the Lord. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere. See him. He could hold his hands and the scars would be there. With our name written on it. But he did it because he loved us. And he does. Let's sing this song here. Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. Number 575. And that's who we just sung about and talking about. And he's very, very real. And he loves us. Let's think about it, and then Brother Howard will come. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 when all the earth and earth proclaim. But there's something about that name. Before we sing it again, I just want to remember, just come into my mind, Brother James Nyer in Singapore, who listens to every service that we have here. He loves us, he loves the Lord, and he's got his own little fellowship there in Singapore. I just wish to remember him because he talks to me every day over the phone. He just loves the Lord. But we love him too. And we'll sing this again as Brother Howard comes. And it's for Singapore. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus,
something about the name, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated, brothers and sisters. We're really blessed to be able to get to have fellowship and be able to sing. Do you know, in the Adelaide Fellowship, Brother Brian Freeborn, they're not allowed to sing today. The government's cut them down. That's the rules. You're not allowed to sing because you'll infect everybody. Yes. You know, the thing is, I think they're infected if they don't sing. The Lord needs to be praised and worshipped. And if we have the opportunity, we should make the most of it and to praise God. So we just pray for the saints in Adelaide. And we just pray God will really bless them. But it's really good to be here. And good to see Brother Andrew and his family. We're so glad of that. I know you're making a sacrifice, brother. May God reward you for that. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So, I really enjoyed that song you sang, sister. That was beautiful. The words were so real. Just felt the presence of God on it. Thank you, Lord. I'd love to just sing it again sometime. It'd be wonderful. So I just want to bring greetings to you in the name of the Lord and just pray that God will be with us. We're in a warfare. You all know we're in a warfare. Who knows they're in a warfare? Yes, every day we're fighting that enemy. It's just he's getting really nervous because he knows the Lord's coming very soon. And those that are already going with him, who wants to go?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I wonder if we could just stand for the reading of God's word this morning from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 6 to 7. Very pleased we've got the back speakers down there. They can hear really well, but they're not here today. Sister Marie and the family, but they are in, and they got tremendous clarity and volume if we need to. So they'll hear really well down there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." What a beautiful reading. I'm going to read that to you from the Amplified Bible, just to open it up a little in our language, as it were. "Do not fret. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything." We shouldn't be having anxiety about things. "And in every circumstance, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition," that's a definite request, "with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and God's peace shall be yours." Hallelujah. That's wonderful. That's the word of God. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee this morning, very grateful to have you as our Lord and Savior. To know that you're ever present, you're ever with us. And Lord, we know that you're here with us this morning. We just thank you that those that have come this morning will be blessed. We pray for those that couldn't make it, that you'll bless them just the same, Lord, and help them. Bless each person out there on this internet, Lord, that's joining with us too. May you bless them in the name of Jesus. We just thank for the privilege of being sons and daughters of God. Lord, we're not bound to this planet for very long. You're coming to take us to be with you in glory. That's your promise, and you're going to keep your word, and you're going to be right on time. And Lord, we want to be ready for that time. So Lord, we commit this word to you and pray that you'll bless it to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to speak about the secret to real peace. The secret to real peace. Because there is a peace that this world knows nothing about. Now, the world has never experienced such global pressures and insecurity and of lack of peace as we have today. Bible prophecy concerning our day is being fulfilled to the letter. The prophecy of the Word of God is being fulfilled to the letter. So we're living actually in Bible days, because what was said about this age is happening. And men are desperately looking for peace everywhere, and they cannot find it. They really are. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, "This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come."
Yes, hallelujah.
Perilous times shall come. Perilous means that your life is in danger. And the Amplified says it like this. But understand this, that in the last days will come, or set in, perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. If that isn't accuracy, I don't know what is. That was foretold to be here. That's why we're looking around and seeing the things we see. But man seeks his own peace. Man is always seeking his own peace. But man's peace is a false peace. He thinks it's peace, but it's always short-lived. He looks to the pleasures of this life and the material things which can never bring peace. Material things will never bring peace. They believe if they make lots of money, they'll have peace because they'll be able to pay all the bills and all those things. Not realizing that the love of money is the root of all evil. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, it says this, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." That's an amazing statement. All evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. I don't want to get into that because it's a smorgasbord, as you would say. The politics and everything, it's all corrupted. Which, for some, while some covet after, they have erred from the faith. They've moved away from the Word of God and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Why? Hungry for money. I've got to get money. I have to get money. I tell you what, it's a bitter pill at the end of the road. And so we see man is seeking everywhere for these things. Have you ever thought of this? Man is always seeking and always looking for the past for peace. Do you know that? They go to all the old buildings they can find. They could get in an old building to take them back for a few moments of peace, where it's horse and cart. Or they look at some relics and think that'll bring peace. Trying to grasp a little piece of the relics of days gone by. Always trying to convince themselves this is a new age. A new world order, they say, which will bring peace in our times. Absolute rubbish. But they are like a boy whistling through a graveyard. You know, a boy whistling through a graveyard? He's going through that graveyard and he's scared stiff because he thinks you'll see a ghost come out from behind a tree or something. But he thinks if he whistles, that'll take it all away. But actually, I think the whistle will be a bit shaky. But you know what, brother and sister? The facts are he is frightened. I want to say to you, this world is really frightened. And they have a reason to be because they have missed the Prince of Peace. And so in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, it reads, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Now the day of the Lord is just about here. It's going to come as a thief in the night. He's going to come quickly, and you don't even know if he's coming. You don't know if he's coming tonight. You have no idea, but when he comes, he'll come as a thief. And then they shall say, when they shall say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. That's what the Bible says. That's a prophecy for us today. And so we see these things are very, very important to understand. Man will never find peace. Never find peace outside of Jesus Christ. Amen. You won't find it in the church. You won't find it in the pastor. I'm serious. You've got to find Christ. He is your peace. He's the only one that can give you peace. Hallelujah. Man will never find peace outside of the Lord. In Isaiah 57 verse 20. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. I don't know whether you folks have been down to the sea. I'm sure you have. But you know, when the sea's turbulent, it's coming in and thrashing. I've watched it many times on the rocks. The thrashing coming back, thrashing again, gets back up and then thrashes. It's restless. That's what like people today. They are restless. There's no peace. And the Bible says the wicked are like that, like a troubled sea. So we see there's lots of things that create this false circumstantial peace. Now what I mean by that is some people feel peace comes through good circumstances. And they may come for a temporary. All of a sudden somebody came along and paid all your bills off. And that felt good. But there's another month coming up. There's more bills coming. Who knows these things? You'll get bills. You see? And so, due to a change of circumstances, but they are very short-lived. Everything's short-lived. There's nothing secure. The only secure thing is Jesus Christ. Oh, brother and sister, get into Christ. We're going to speak more about that later. We're going to get into Christ and be a part of Him. Hallelujah. Some feel if they could just hide away in the wilderness, find a beautiful little cabin. I have to think about this. And by a beautiful stream. Tranquility in bellbirds. And just a wonderful peace. That'll do it. It won't. As much as that is nice and peaceful. Away from people, away from the cares of life, they think they can escape. But quietness on the outside does not mean quietness on the inside.
That's right.
Who believes that?
Amen.
It does not mean quietness on the inside. Real peace comes from within the human hearts.
Hallelujah.
That's where your peace is going to come from.
And
the only way to get it is to get into Christ and get Him into your heart. He is the Prince of Peace. He is peace. Hallelujah. He is peace. The outside conditions don't really come into it. I want to tell you a story. It's about a man that loved fishing. It's not about Brother Lee. But this man, he loved to go fishing for trout. It was just his dream. He was dreaming about fishing trout. And his rod and his flies and all this and the best places to fish. And he really started to think about it. And he just said that the best thing in heaven would be to be able to go fishing for trout. That would be heaven to me. Well, one day, this man had a dream. He went to sleep and he dreamt that he died and went up to heaven. An angel met him. He said, come with me, I've got something for you. And he took him and he gave him a beautiful rod and wonderful tackle. He says, your stream, you can start fishing for trout. Oh, thank you, angel. That's really wonderful. So he got the rod and or the pole, as the Americans call it, and he started going for trout fishing. I'm not a trout fisherman. I like to get them from the bottom. I like to pick up a harp hooker or a snapper, something real. None of these little flimsy guys. But anyway, he was fishing. All of a sudden, within moments, he caught this huge trout. And he was so excited. He had never seen anything like that. So beautiful trout. And he said to the angel who was standing there like this, he said, "I've caught a wonderful trout. Isn't that wonderful?" And the angel just nodded his head like that. So he put it out again. And within moments, he caught a bigger trout than the first one. You talk about this is heaven to me. That's what he's thinking. He got the real big trout. And he's so excited, he exclaimed to the angel, "What do you think about that?" And the angel smiled a bit and just nodded his head like before. And shaking with excitement, he cast into the river. And he did that for about 2 hours, he said, catching trout after trout. And this is just wonderful. This is great for me. This is what I need. You may not be trout fishing. Maybe something else you like doing. And it runs your life. You call it heaven. Anyway, he was getting this fish. And he continued. But after about 2 hours, after flawlessly catching every trout there was to be caught, as it were, it lost its charm. It lost its charm. And he said to the angel, he said, while he's catching all the trout, he said to him, "Is there anything else we can do? Is there anything else we can do here?" And the angel said, "You lived your life on earth for trout fishing and wanted to be in heaven forever. Wanted to be in here." And the man woke up from his dream and he realized trout fishing was not the answer to eternal peace and joy. There's only one. That's your lovely Lord Jesus. He's the only one that can give you peace, brother and sister. So the story is a good example that circumstances do not bring true peace. You know, people say, "If I only get that position, if I only get that job, if I only could do this, if I only could do that." But it all comes to an end. And the reality is, you're all going to die. One day we're all going to die if the Lord tarries. As we said about Sister Shirley, we're going to wind up in the box. We're all going to go to the coffin. And after death is the judgment. And when we come to the judgment, there's only one thing that's going to keep you. Is faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Who believes that? Say amen. Amen. That's your life. That's the only thing that gives you peace, is to know the Lord. There's another false peace too I want to mention. It's another attempt of the enemy to lull people into a false security. You people out there on the internet, this is true. It happens everywhere. I've been to a lot of places around the world, and I know it's true. They say, "As long as I'm good to my fellow man, I'll have peace." And as good as that is, that will never bring real peace. It's good to be good to your fellow man, but that'll never bring you real peace. Some believe, "As long as I go to church every week, I will have peace." Sorry, that will not do it, as good as it is to do. But the more serious case is when people catch on to some wonderful doctrine. "Oh, this is the most wonderful doctrine." I have seen people just go ecstatic. "This doctrine is, it's just what I need. This brings me great peace." And so we see, they believe that their doctrine is a revelation from God. Maybe it is. Therefore, they are safe and they have peace. People actually hold to that. "Well, I believe this persuasion. I believe that. I believe that. I believe in this preacher or this prophet. I believe, if I believe that, I've got peace." Sorry. There's only one that can give you peace. And that is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Spirit. It's the only way that you can receive peace, my dear brother and sister. Nowhere in the scripture does it say revelation brings you peace. What it does say, revelation brings you responsibility. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritties. When God shows you something, there's a responsibility that goes with it. That is true. We walk in the light. That's in the light. We walk in the light. We walk in what we see. We don't just see something, do nothing about it. God's looking for people that walk in it. That brings you peace. If I walk in the light as he is in the light, it says this in 1 John. Nancy, you could bring that 1 John 1:17. I don't think I put it up, did I? 1 John 1:17. 7, sorry. And it says, and these things write unto you that your joy may be full. Oh, could we go down to 17, verse 17? 1 John 1, sorry, no, I'm sorry, I'm looking at 1 and the 7 together. I'm sorry, 1, 7, you might have had it right, yeah. Now, if we walk in the light, that's walking in something God has shown you. You know it's right, and God expects you to walk in it, and he expects you to do what he's showing you to do. It's no good just saying, oh, that's wonderful, walk in it. You want to be blessed, you've got to do what he says. Brother and sister, it comes down to obedience. If you want to please the Lord, you've got to obey him. If you want real peace, do what he's told you to do. Now, brother and sister, it's not a doctrine or something. It's a fact. I have to do this every day. I've got to obey what God has told me. If you're not obeying what he's told you and showing you this revelation from his word, how can you have peace? So we see this is so important. We must walk in the light as he is in the light. Let's turn. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we're walking in it as he's in the light. That means he is in what he's showing you. Not what the pastor's showing you. What God has shown you from the Bible. We walk in that light. We obey it. Walking is acting upon it. We have fellowship one with another. People say, I don't get on with that sister. She troubles me. Or that brother, he's a problem. Or this, that. You know what it is sometimes? You're not walking in the light. Because the Bible says if you walk in the light as he is in the light, you will have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses you from all sin. How? When you obey what he's told you to do. People say, I love the Lord, I believe in Calvary, I believe in the blood, and disobeying his word? You cannot do it. It says, if you walk in the light, that's a condition. If you obey what God has shown you to do, if he's told you what you should be doing, then you can have the promise of fellowship one with another. You'll be happy. Joyful, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse you from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Yeah, the devils have revelation. People say, I got revelation, but so does the devil. The devil does have revelation. People say he doesn't. That's not true. He does. The devil has revelation sometimes and have no peace day or night. So revelations is past being revelated. I've got this revelation. Past that, in fact, the revelation that there is one God troubles the devils. They can't stand the thought of God being one. If you read in James 2:19, it says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe it and tremble. So, brothers and sisters, more than just saying, I got a revelation about this, I got a revelation about that, that's very nice. It may be true, but that's not all, or not that all is required. It proves knowing a revelation, whether true or false, does not guarantee peace. Who wants peace this morning? Amen. I want to be soaking in it. I want to be soaking in peace. And it's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 4, we read, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is a message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." You see, you're walking with God, you won't have the darkness hanging around you. That's why we're going to walk with him every day. As you sang that song, we need him every day. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. People say, I believe that I have fellowship with the Lord. Every day I have fellowship with Jesus. And you don't do what he said, you're walking in darkness and not in the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? That brings real peace. I'm walking with Jesus every day. Hallelujah. Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it? Who wants to walk with him every day? You know how to walk with Jesus every day? Is to do what his word says to do. Obey it. Look, there's church falls, thousands of churches all reading the Bible this morning, but how many are obeying what he said? That's what we're going to do. We've got to obey him and do what he says to have the peace of God. So too many people live in a temporary false peace. You know, what will discern? What will tell us a real and false peace? What's the difference between a real and false peace? I'll tell you what it is. A real storm. Oh, brother, don't talk about storms. No, that's what you're going to get. We're going to have storms, and God's going to send them to you because you need them. The reason you need them is to test you. God loves to test his people. Oh, Lord, I love you with all my heart. All right, then I want you to do this. Oh, Lord, hold it, hold it. No, brother and sister, if we really love him, we'll do what he says to do. Jesus said, if you really, really love me, keep my commandments. Don't read them. Don't just sing about them. Keep them. Obey them. Then you'll have peace. Rich peace. Hallelujah. Look at this striking parable found in Matthew 7:24. Here it is. Our Lord speaking. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, that's everything in the Bible, what you're meant to be doing. Heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock, Christ Jesus. The revelation of his word, the revelation of himself. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, what the Bible says you're meant to do, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. A great fall. People that they believe are Christians, but they refuse to do what he said. The most disappointed ones in the end will be those who believe that they have had truth. You know, brother and sister, they believe they've got truth, and they know it's true. And so many walk with their Bible under their arms. I believe it's the truth. Praise God. But what are you doing about it? Are you actually obeying what he said to do? If you love him, you'll do it. Not what the pastor says, forget that. What the church says or what anyone else says. It's doing what God said, and who believes he's the word?
Amen.
You know he's the word. The Bible clearly states he is the word. If you love him, you obey his word. Whatever that is. Whatever God's shown you. Whatever light you have. So we see these things are very important. And it says there, those who will believe it had the truth. These people, they had the truth. They had the truth. But they didn't do anything with it. They doeth it not. And great was the fall of it. The greatest fall in the end time is people know what to do and will not do it, and the greatest disappointment. They said, Lord, open unto us. They knew he was Lord. And said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Jesus said those to professing to be the bride, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Iniquitous person is knowing what to do and refuses to do it. That's iniquity. And there'll be great disappointment. Lord, Lord, have we not? Lord, we've done, cast out devils in thy name. We've spoken tongues. We've done all these things. The Bible speaks about it. You taught in our streets. Lord, we heard your word. We believed it was you speaking to us. And I know what I have to do. God! Give me the grace to do it. So many, most, will not do it. For many will seek to enter into the kingdom of God. Many will seek to enter in, this is to Pauline we said last time, and shall not be able to. Now, wasn't it that God kept them out? They kept themselves out because they failed to walk in the light that God had shown them in his word. Show them in the words, oh, the Bible says this, oh, very nice, very nice, and never do it. It's iniquity. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So true peace is not in your church, or in your doctrine, or in the preacher. They may be all good things. The truth is, what are you doing with this word? That is the truth, actually, brother and sister. That is the truth. It's not when we go to church, we have good singing and good music and all that, and lovely building and $1 million pipe organ. Not that we've got a pipe organ, but you know what I mean? You can have all that stuff. And God's saying to you when he comes, did you obey my word? But Lord, the question is, did you obey my word? I showed you what to do. Did you do it? Or were you a person of iniquity? This is why there's no peace. God's wanting doers, not hearers only. He talks about that. They're only hearers of the word, but not doers. I'm going to tell you, something's just pulling me around this way. But anyway, we become hearers only. God does not want hearers only. He wants doers of his word. If he's showing me something, I've got to do it. I just have to. I don't care if my wife or my family or the church don't follow. I'm going to do it. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord. Whatever his word says, that's what I want to do. Great was the fall of it. You know, brother and sister, there'll be a lot of crashing down of houses, of people's lives when Jesus comes. Because they said, well, I went to church and I used to sing and I used to preach and I had all these things I could do and I was very gifted. Very nice, but did you do what I told you to do? This is serious. I cannot express it, but God knows I'm telling the truth and he's speaking to my heart about it. And I pray he's speaking to your heart about it. So what is the secret to real peace? There are very few things, but they are all interconnected, these things. Now the first one for real peace is to fall in love with the Lord Jesus. Just fall in love with the, not fall in love with the church, not fall in love with the preachers, not fall in love with this and that. Fall in love with Christ. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You say you love me, why don't you do what I've told you to do? Don't let it be a crash, a fall at the end. They built the house, but it fell. When the pressure came, the test came, it won't hold. To some it's, oh, Brother Howard, that's too simple. But for many, it is the truth. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, he says, we love him. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? We love the Lord because he first loved us. He loved us when we were rat bags. But we were the seed of God, Brother Andrew. That seed was there all the time. Right from the beginning, and he wrote our names in the Lamb Book of Life. So let us watch carefully. When a person is really in love with somebody, this is very real to me. When a person is really in love with somebody, who is always on their mind? That person. If you're really in love with them, they're always on your mind. The one that they love. If we can keep Jesus Christ in our minds day and night, if we can keep him there day and night, something wonderful is going to happen in your life. It's just, I'm going to study more. I need to do this. Listen, studying's very nice. But that's not what we're talking about. If you're really in love with Jesus, he's always on your mind. Not this and that and this and this and other things always taking up your mind. You're consumed by the things that you love most. Like that man with the fishing, trout fishing. That's all he could think about, trout. But he found out that wasn't it. Something wonderful is going to happen. A perfect peace will reign in your hearts. And this scripture I'm going to read to you is one of my favorites. And I quote it every day and every night. And it's actually above my bed. Found in Isaiah 26, verse 3. This is the Lord speaking. Thou will keep him, that's you and I, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on television, whose mind is stayed on cell phones, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. That's it, brother and sister. You want perfect peace? Get your mind fixed on the right thing. Get off the wrong things. You've got to keep your mind day and night on the Lord. And peace will flood your soul. I found that to be an absolute truth. Notice you'll always trust the one you love. You'll always trust them. I always say, love and trust are cousins. Yeah. You cannot love God and not trust him. If your love's right with the Lord, you'll trust him. And here's the secret. Give all your cares over to God. Tell him everything you need. He wants to hear from you, brother and sister. Tell him what your problem is. God knows you have problems, but tell him what they are and say, Lord, I want you to help me. I need to be an overcomer. Who wants to be an overcomer? You know, the Bible says, Jesus said, if you are overcomers, I'll bless you and you'll sit with me in my Father's throne. Who wants to be on the throne of God? Even as I, Jesus, overcame. Hey, Jesus had to overcome too. You say, when? When he went to Gethsemane for you. Yes, he had to overcome too. Big overcoming. In fact, he said those dangerous, five dangerous words in the Bible. Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. That cup passed from him, it would all be lost. So all the angels said, oh, he's not going to step out of this, is he? He's not going to crumble. On this commission of being born the Savior of mankind, he says, let this cup pass from me, if it be possible. And the whole of heavens froze. And mankind's destiny froze. And yours too. Then he said those beautiful words. Nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Went all the way to Calvary for you and I. And brothers and sisters, that's what we need to do. You want the peace of God? Say, Lord, if it be thy will, let me just keep going and do it anyway. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Just tell him everything you need and go on rejoicing in his peace. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. That means be anxious. That word careful interprets anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Hallelujah.
And the peace of God which passeth all understanding. You can't understand this. The peace of God is cannot be understood, but it's really wonderful. And I want buckets of it. Who wants buckets of God's peace? Passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Lord wants you to cast every need onto him. As Peter said, 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care, I don't care what it is, all your care, even your eyes, sister, just cast it on the Lord. And he careth for you. For he careth for you. An Amplified Bible says, casting all your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns. This is what it says. Once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. God's watching you every moment, every hour of the day and night. Psalm 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Wonderful, isn't it? If we all do that today, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds. You are asked to do one thing. There's one thing you're asked to do. Is cast. I love this. I wish I had a ball here. Soccer ball or something. I got a soccer ball here. I'm going to cast it to Brother Keith. You can catch this ball, brother. Can you see it? Can't, right? But if I have a ball, I'm going to cast it to you. And that ball represents all your needs and all your burdens, the things that you're carrying daily. He said, cast them on me. When I cast, that ball. I've lost it. There is no recall. My burdens have gone to him. You can't say, oh, I'm going to give you my burdens, Lord. Oh, don't give them back for a minute. I need to worry more, Lord. Lord, help me to worry, Lord. Oh, Lord. No, cast. When you cast, it leaves you and goes to the Lord. Cast all your burdens upon him, for he careth for you. Hallelujah. Who believes that? Say amen.
Amen.
You just got to let go. Just got to cast all your burdens upon him, for he careth for you. Just so wonderful. I love that. I can testify today that God keeps his word. It really works. Who's willing to give it all to Jesus? You know, brother and sister, we've just got to cast. Sister Jan, that's it. Just got to let go. God's going to help you. But he wants you to cast it. He wants you to let it go.
Hallelujah.
He can really help you. But Lord, I need to worry a bit more about this. You know what I'm going through, Lord. You know what these things are. You know what I'm troubled with. Can I just worry a bit more? No, cast. Cast all your care upon him.
Hallelujah.
For he careth for you. When you are promised, then we're promised the real peace of God, which is far beyond human understanding. The peace surpasses circumstances you find yourself in. It does not depend upon good news or bad news. It has nothing to do with this. It's not circumstantial. Oh, this has happened. Oh, I've lost my job. Oh, I've got a new job. It's nothing to do with that. Cast all your burdens on him, and he, for he careth for you. Let him handle it. Who believes the Lord can handle your problems?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. You say, brother, how can that be? I don't know. It's beyond understanding. Passes all understanding. I don't know how God can fix up my problems, but he knows how to. Moses, standing at the shores of the Dead Sea, with 2.5 million behind him, he's leading him over. And at the end of the people, there is an Egyptian army full of wrath to slaughter every one of them for all their sons that died when the death angel came through Egypt. And at the front is the Dead Sea, the Red Sea rather. In front of him, there's a mountain range on both sides. I found the spot. He can't go this way, he can't go that way, he can't go behind because of the Egyptians, and he can't go forward. He was in a spot. So Moses just cast all his care upon the Lord. And God said to him, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will do the same, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you cast it upon him like Moses did, God just came down and opened the Red Sea. He can do anything for you.
Amen.
Anything for you. Who believes that?
Amen.
He can do anything for you. He's a wonderful Savior. And our peace, and our joy, and our salvation. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. These things you don't learn about, you experience them.
Hallelujah.
You've got to experience the peace of God by obeying his word, by being in love with him. If you love him, you'll do what he says to do. If you love me, he says you'll keep this book. You'll keep the commandments. That's my test that I've given to you. If you love me, you'll keep this.
Hallelujah.
Because it's my word.
Yes,
and the peace of God that passes all understanding will be your portion. So let's be in love with him. Let's seek after him with all that's within us. May God bless you all. Shall we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. He's made peace for us. He took all our sin and all our wickedness and all our stubbornness and all our
evil attitudes, he took it all upon him. You cast all your care upon him. Who wants to cast? But just put all your burdens this morning, brother and sister, down at his feet. Whatever it is, maybe sickness. Maybe something you're trying to overcome. Maybe difficult situations with your family or with your boss or whoever. But cast all your burdens. That's the only thing Jesus wants you to do, is to cast, Brother Keith. Just cast. The Lord, when you let go, it's gone from you. There's no recall. You're giving it to him. So we're going to sing this song with understanding after this, what we've just said, what he said. May it speak to our hearts mightily. So let us sing from our hearts, not from the words. I cast my cares upon you. Yes, Lord Jesus, every one of them. Lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Sometimes you don't know what to do in the situation. It's a very difficult situation. You know what I'm talking about. God does too. Just cast them down. And when I don't know what to do, I'm just going to pass my burdens at your feet, Lord. Then the peace of God which passes all understanding will bless you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares. Who wants to do that this morning? Cast all your cares upon him. Let us sing this again, shall we? Anybody would like prayer, come down. The Lord's here to bless. If you've been obedient to his word, you're not holding back. Don't come if you've been disobedient and you're holding back and you don't want to do what he said. You won't honor this prayer. But if you've been obedient to him, I'm not talking about failures. I'm talking about having obedience to do what he asked you to do. Then God will bless you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all my burdens down at your feet. And any time I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares. Praise the Lord. Glad to be here this morning. You know, brothers and sisters, we don't have to take our burdens out. When you cast them, you've left them at the altar. You know, we've got to cast them at the altar. Praise be to God. Brother Peter's playing a nice song. He is our peace. We sing that as we pray for people who want to be prayed for. He is our peace. Thank you.
just going to sing 404 in the recitation book, "Thou Art My Everlasting Portion." But I was just thinking, you know, if you don't know what to give the Lord, when you're going to cast all those cares, because you can't explain what the problem is, I realise what you do. You just step out and you walk with the Lord. Where you go, He's with you. If you can't say what your problem is to Him, He knows, but just walk with Him. He's our everlasting portion. Let's sing that. Thou art my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee, close to Thee. Close to Thee, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall be. I toil and suffer, only let me walk with Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, Savior, let me walk. Veil of shadow, bear me on my sinful sea. In the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. Life eternal, we walk with Thee. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord, I know there are times when we don't know what our problem is, but if we walk with You, You know it already. You will walk with us. You will guide our footsteps. You will cause us to be a blessing so long as we walk with You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We love You. We love You. Be with the people, Lord, that have listened in on this service. Uplift them right now. May they feel Your presence. We love them, even though we don't know them. But You love them and You do know them. Lord, we love You. We thank You, Lord, for the luncheon we're about to have. Blessed to us, we pray. Blessed to those that provided it as well. And Lord, be with us this afternoon with a 1 o'clock service. Help us, Lord, to be where You want us to be and to be who You want us to be, doing the work of God. Be with the people that listened in wherever they are. Encourage them, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. May the Lord bless you as you go.